The studies released this week by the Sentencing Project and Human Rights Watch found that between 1980 and 2003, nationwide drug arrests for blacks grew by 200%, but for whites by only 70%. Ryan King of the Sentencing Project says that's not an accurate reflection of the number of black drug users.
The war on drugs has probably been the single biggest contributor to exacerbating racial disparities. About 12% of the general population is African American, about 12% of regular drug users are African American, yet they're arrested at about 3 times that rate and incarcerated at about 4 times that rate.
According to the new studies, as of 2003, African Americans in Milwaukee were 8 times more likely to face drug charges than whites. UW sociologist Pamela Oliver served on Governor Doyle's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparity in the Justice System. She says the report's findings are no surprise. She says one way to level the playing field would be for police to target drug dealers in white suburbs.
There are some people that argue that the only way towards getting fewer people locked up and more even-handed policies is to increase the pressure on white communities of these draconian drug policies, because the truth is there are tons of white kids who are drug dealers.
It's not clear there's the political will to expand drug enforcement outside the inner city, but Oliver agrees with the recommendations made in this week's studies that call for more non-prison penalties for drug users and increased drug treatment programs. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections is already taking initiatives in that direction, and Governor Doyle is expected to endorse more such efforts later this year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.